Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday. That means it is time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning, and a blessed Thursday morning to you.
Thank you. This is always one of the delightful things for me to do.
Well, what's new this week?
Well, first of all, I wanted to ask you, I have an echo in my phone. My voice is echoing back. Do I sound okay on the air?
It sounds just fine here. Sorry.
Okay. Of course, there might be some listeners that are out there going, well, no, you don't sound okay.
Sound just fine.
So what I wanted to talk about today is, as most of the listeners know, we have some events on and off that are hosted by Lutheran Senior Services. Most of them benefit Benevolent Care, which we've talked about on and off, which is the part of Lutheran Senior Services ministry that assists those older adults whose needs exceed their resources. And as a kind of a cousin to that is this project that we have at our affordable housing sites. Those are our low-income apartments, and we have 11 of those sites. And at each one of those sites, we have a program called Project Wellness. And through a very generous grant by Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis, each one of our affordable housing locations has a wellness kiosk, which is a computer that is set up so that the residents that participate in Project Wellness can, on their own, monitor their blood pressure, their weight, certain things about their health. That information gets fed to a parish nurse, and that parish nurse then goes, we have different parish nurses that serve our different sites, and then they can work directly with the residents in managing their health as a very proactive way to hopefully reduce the number of doctor's appointments and, of course, counsel and help our residents to live a healthy lifestyle and monitor their health. So it's kind of a way that our residents living in our affordable housing sites can take charge of their health. Well, so we have the kiosks going. We have the parish nurses in place. But, of course, there are ongoing expenses that go along with this program. So there is an annual event that'll be the third one this coming year in February, where it's Bowling for Wellness. And I know that was
cool,
a huge
yeah.
lead-in for it. However, I wanted everybody to know exactly what this event benefits. So what this is, so the day called Bowling for Wellness is actually on Sunday, February 28th. It's in the afternoon, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m., and it happens at the Tropicana Lanes on Clayton Road, which is just east of Brentwood, on Clayton Road, just east of Brentwood. I believe the location is probably Richmond Heights. But what we've done in the past is we've had these bowling teams, and what happens is you register as a team, and of course there's a cost with that registration, which is part of what the Raising the Dollars for Project Wellness goes to. Well, this year, for the cost for teams of four for bowling is going to be $200 a team, unless you get early bird registration, which is why I'm talking about it today. If there's anybody out there that loves to bowl, and obviously you can do it for the sheer delight, or you can do it for competitive reasons, I would be on the sheer delight team. I would be bringing the comedy piece to it. So if you really love to bowl and you really love to help others, work now to gather a team of four people. And if you register before December 31st, your team of four, the cost for your team of four registration is $150. So registering your team before December 31st, $150. Registering your team of four after December 1st would cost you $200. And just as a side note, they have reserved the entire Tropicana Lanes, so we hope to fill the bowling alley. And this year, for the first time, your registration will also get you a bowling shirt. Now, I'm not sure. I think it's a bowling T-shirt. I don't think it's actually the T typical bowling shirt, but you get a t-shirt. And then also for the first time this year, there are going to be prizes for first, second, and third place. So if your team were to place first, it's a prize of $500. If you place second, $250. If you place third, $100. So all of this information can be found on Eventbrite. I did look this morning before coming on air, Andy, and checked our website to see if on the events page on our LFS site, this information was there, and it looks like it's not there yet. So I'm going to actually follow up with our team at LFS to make sure the information goes on there. But right now, if anybody that's listening would like to register, they can go to eventbrite.com/e/bowlingforwellness.
Eventbrite. And that's Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you for that. So it's Eventbrite, which is BRITE.com/e/bowlingforwellness. However, in the next coming days, I'm hoping it does get up on our site, which is lssliving.org. And when you go to that front page, there's a lot of information there because we are, of course, a large organization. But on the very far right, under About LSS, there's a little tab called Upcoming Events. You click that link, and hopefully it will take you there. So we'll make sure that this gets on the LSS Living site also. For information, let me just give you the name of someone here. I'm going to quickly look online I did not have the name of this person right now, so I'm going to quickly look and see if I can find her. You could give a call to Liz, who is at the home office for Lutheran Senior Services, just in case you can't find this information and need more help. And she is at 314-262-8225, 314-262-8225. And Liz would be able to direct you to anybody who would be able to help for the registration.
Well, very good. That it sounds like fun. Bowling's always fun.
It is. I literally would be one of those comedy people. My score is always higher than the people next to me because it takes me just a little bit longer to get there. And of course, I remember one time when I was bowling and years ago, and the ball left my hand, but it did not leave my hand the right time. It left my hand as it went backwards. So everybody on my team knows to wear personal armor if they bowl with me. But it is always a very, very fun event. And so I wanted to be sure everybody knew about it. And we'll be talking about it again between now and then. But of course, early bird registration is December 31st.
Well, very good. So now's the time to do that so that you don't forget about it through the holidays, right?
Oh, I know. Because, of course, the holidays between now and Christmas Day, I'm sure everyone is going to be very busy between Christmas concerts and between shopping, preparing your house, preparing your heart. And so this now would be a great time to register to gather your team.
Well, good. It sounds like fun. Thanks for letting us know about that. And again, the proceeds from that support?
They support Project Wellness, which is a program of Lutheran Senior Services for our low-income residents in order to take charge of their health.
Very good. Very good. Well, what else do you have for us this week, Jane?
I was thinking the other day, I know it is the first week in Advent, and of course, many of the listeners would have been in church on Sunday and probably would have seen that first candle of Advent wreath to be lit. And it reminded me that there are so many things that are part of our tradition. I know that I have been, for my entire life, I have been a person who goes regularly to church and knows that at this Advent season, which is the first season of our church year, that this is a wonderful time for preparing the heart for Christmas. And I thought about what other traditions there are. Now that I'm back in Minnesota full-time, I am going to be traveling with my cousin down to my hometown the week of Christmas, actually the night before Christmas Eve, and I'm going to be going to church in this small little church, a country church just a few miles from our family farm. But on the 23rd, fills and gets packed with people. There's no electricity in there, so you all have to wear your coats. There's a fire that's burning in the fireplace. There's a Christmas tree there, and we have worship. And so that's part of a long-standing tradition I've not been able to do for many years that I'm really looking forward to. And I'm sure that there are other long-standing traditions that the listeners have that are part of their Advent preparation. And very odd one, Andy, I'm just going to tell you a very odd one that I thought about this week is earlier this week, we were flipping the channels on television and we found the Charlie Brown Christmas special and watched it and realized that it's 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of traditions, 50 years ago was when that particular Charlie Brown Christmas, the first one, was done. I did read, just as a side note, this week that the producers did not really like it. And so when Charles Schulz showed it to them the first time, they said, well, that was a really good try. But look at what happened with that. That Charlie Brown Christmas special has lasted for 50 years. And I think it's lasted for 50 years because of the simplicity of the message when Linus with his blanket says, I know the true meaning of Christmas, and starts to recite the angel's message. So for me, that says that the simplicity of Advent isn't all of the things that we have to do, but it's the times that we can focus on what Christmas is all about. Whether it's watching Charlie Brown Christmas, whether it is going to concerts, whether it is going to that place of worship that brings you closer, whether it is Wednesday evening Advent services, focus on that this Advent as you prepare your heart. And I wanted to just end with a prayer this morning that's based on Isaiah 60, verse 1. From Isaiah 60, verse 1, we read, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Dear holy and glorious God, in the darkness of human suffering, you sent your prophets with the promise of the coming light. Thank you for sending Jesus as the fulfillment of those prophecies. As we see the Advent candles, open our eyes to your brightness and rekindle our joy. Remind us that your Son was willing to battle the shadows for us. Because he is our deliverer, we no longer sit in darkness. Through Christ, we can glimpse the brightness of your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you brought up traditions, and the one tradition about worshiping there at in the church building that is so so rustic. So, what's another word for it that I'm looking? So,
well, I think it is rustic. I know what you're exactly trying to say. It's that word that just brings you back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Probably rustic is a good word. I'll try to think between now and next Thursday what another word might be.
Primitive.
You know, primitive, simplistic. You know,
yes.
It is all about when we're there huddled together. In fact, the really good thing is because it's so small, you have to huddle so close together you can keep each other
That's
warm.
Right.
But, you know, it is that particular time. And I'll be sharing a couple of others in the Advent messages to come. Some of the other special moments, but it's at that moment in time that you really have, you're not cluttered with anything else. It's a decluttering time. You're there, and all you really focus on is the simplicity of the message of Christ's love for us, coming as our Savior, dying as our Savior, and welcoming us in heaven as our Savior.
That's right. No distractions like electricity or running water or anything like that.
I know. Actually, up until a few years ago, they had real burning candles on the Christmas tree, but realized that was probably probably a fire hazard, not a good idea in the crowded church. So that's the one thing that they have changed over the years.
That's probably a good idea. Well, Jane, thank you so much for your time this morning. God's blessings on this week of Advent.
Thank you, and blessings to you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Gary Jensen from Zion Lutheran Church in Snohomish, Washington. Hope you can join us for that and more his time.